Well, good evening, everyone. For those visitors here, I am the music minister at the church. So you're not getting the A string, you're not getting the B string, you're certainly getting the C string when it comes to speaking tonight. Still, it is Christmas, so I ask that you just look past all of my faults and hear the message. 'Twas the night before Christmas, Christmas Eve, 1818. And in a small village in the Austrian Alps of Europe, a humble priest named Joseph Moore was faced with a wide range of disheartening problems. His chapel was in disrepair, the church treasury practically depleted, and the bitter cold of winter had led to a sharp drop in attendance. And to top it all off, on the eve of the biggest church service of the year, Moore discovered that his pipe organ was broken, kaput. He couldn't believe it. For over a century, generations of villagers had gathered around this church organ to enjoy the spirited sounds of Christmas. And he was upset that tonight, of all nights, the organ decided to break. And he just said, well, I'll roll up my sleeves. He got out his tools, and he tried everything. He beat on the keys. He hammered and pummeled each pipe, bludgeoned the bellows, and stomped every pedal. After hours of painstaking repair, he decided to attempt to play the organ. He cracked his knuckles, and he looked at the keys, and he began to play, and Moore was greeted by this very loud noise of silence. Pure silence. Now, all that effort, the long hours of hard work trying to repair the organ, and not even a peep. Frustrated, beat down, and at the end of his wits, he really didn't know what else to do. Exhausted by his efforts, feeling a bit stir-crazy, I'm sure, he quickly realized he had to get out and breathe some fresh air. He found himself walking away from the village, no doubt running away from his problems. He was tromping and plodding through the snow, complaining to God about his position, the broken organ, the lack of money to fix it, the shattered tradition, the defeated hopes of the children, the inconvenient timing, the freezing snow, the ice, the cold, grumble, grumble, complain, complain. Haven't we all been there before? But there in the middle of the snowy Austrian winter, Moore was once again greeted with a very loud and inescapable sound of silence, pure silence. The wind did not howl. The air was still. The trees, the stars, the moon all calmly stood as if frozen in place. And on that Christmas Eve, standing on the outskirts of a little village knee-deep in the snow, Moore began to pray. Prayed to God for an answer. He was hoping, he was waiting, trusting for an answer. And in response, Joseph Moore was greeted with a very loud, boisterous, alarming noise of silence. Now, do you find it odd that when Christ was born, our common description is silent night? Now, that's a very odd image for the birth of the King of Kings. How could we ever describe the night when God, the supreme creator of the universe, the night when he descended from heaven on high to take the form of man, the night when God left his seat on high, the night when he unwrapped his holiness and took on our flesh, traded his clothes of majesty for our mortal beings, the night the great I am became the small child in the manger? How could we ever describe that as silent? In the lyricist's defense, again, music minister, we should never underestimate the power of silence. For in silence we find tonight's command. From Psalms 37:7, be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Is there anything more frustrating than silence? The answer is yes, waiting. I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person who I find waiting and silence to be a form of punishment. I mean, silence, it's a chastising second to waiting. Yet we are commanded multiple times throughout the Bible to be silent before the Lord. And with every saint, this also brings in another fair season of waiting. Patience is a very pesky penalty, but it always has a particular purpose. Do not ever mistake silence as inaction or neglect. To the contrary, often in his silence, God orchestrates a sweet symphony where every detail is a note that perfectly underscores the musical cadence of our lives. This is true today, and it was true over 2,000 years ago. My soul, be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. You see, the nation of Israel had waited centuries for a Messiah. 700 years before Jesus' birth, Isaiah prophesied his coming, and year after year, Old Testament prophet after prophet, the people seemingly just languished on with no deliverance in sight. And we complain of silence? In the legal world, we give 30 days to claim abandonment. The nation of Israel had tarried 700 years. Silence? Waiting? Then at their darkest hour, when the world in solemn stillness lay, when the hopes and fears of all the years were met in thee, a song was heard in the silence. On this night, angels manifested themselves upon the earth, and in their revelation, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on whom his favor rests." The angels hark a musical crescendo, emphasizing his song of hope, his song of joy, his song of peace, God's song of deliverance. And the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains, while heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Silence? The birth of Jesus Christ tore through the silence, and it forever changed our world. In that moment, BC became AD, and the entire perception of human existence was never the same. An infant filled his lungs, took his first deep breath, and the whole world exhaled hope. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, a Savior, the Savior, our Savior, is born. With his birth, Jesus started the whole world singing a song. After receiving news of her calling, Mary began to sing. If you look at Luke 1, 46 through 55, it records Mary's song. After hearing Mary's news, her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist, began to sing. Even the angels joined the chorus as they appeared to the shepherds, sweetly singing o'er the plains, proclaim Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. As we read throughout Luke, he started the world singing. The song spread across the plains, past the hillsides, across the oceans, and still continues to present day. His birth, his life, and the salvation offered through his death provides every repentant heart a song of joy. And this song, the song of the soul set free, is anything but silent. The song transcends to every heart of every believer and continues to this day to sing the praises and proclamations of the living Christ. If you are listening to this and struggling, and if you are waiting on God, if you feel trapped in situations of despair, caged in your circumstances, wondering, will Christ ever come through for me? Will he stand by his word? Will he fulfill his promises? Do miracles still happen? Why me? Why now? God, where are you? Why all this silence? Remember how silently the wondrous gift of Christ is given, as God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. Silence? No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, if meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Silence? Fellow Christians, I encourage you to stop and listen to his song this Christmas. That's what Joseph Moore did. The priest on the outskirts of the village of Austria, standing alone in the wintry night, Moore recalled a poem that he had written on a previous Christmas. He began to walk 3 miles in the snow, and he began to visit his close friend, Franz Gruber. Dismayed by the news of the broken church organ, Gruber got out his guitar, and together they set his poem to music. Christmas 2018 marked the 200th anniversary of their work, the Christmas carol we all know and love, Silent Night. Now, Did God answer Moore's prayer and miraculously fix the church organ? Did God break through the silence? Remember, his silence always has a purpose, and God had bigger plans for Moore's faithfulness. By the following Christmas, the carol had spread all over Germany, in 5 years, all over Europe. Within 20 years, it was a favored classic being played all over the world. Since that cold, wintry night, the song has been translated into over 140 different languages, reaching lost souls at Christmas from all corners of the earth. You ask me, did God break through the silence? Well, in which dialect would you like a response? Silent Night has been played from the mission field to the battlefields. The beautiful harmonies of the song have cut through dissonance and discord of the darkest days of human history. Even in the trenches of World War I, Silent Night could be heard over the spray of bullets and artillery shells as both British and German soldiers laid down their weapons to come together for the Christmas truce along the Western Front. They even played a friendly game of football afterwards. Did God break through the silence? Silent Night, in particular, has over 137,000 known recordings. Bing Crosby's version alone has sold over 30 million copies, and today, Silent Night is the third highest-selling song of all time. Looking at a broken church organ, Joseph Moore could have never predicted this. Did God break through the silence? Today, over 200 years later, Moore's church stands preserved better than ever. The village of Salzburg is known as Europe's Christmas village, and every year millions of people flock there to partake in the Christmas candlelight service. You can even hear descendants of Moore's church choir singing Silent Night via webcam every Christmas Eve. Silence? God is faithful in silence. His love is so strong, so abundant, so vividly in our faces that we are overwhelmed by the cacophony of his work. Daily, we take for granted his lavish blessings and his skillful hand at work in our lives. Silence. Christian, look to his return. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. He is coming again, and when he returns, the trumpet shall tear through the silence once and for all. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the angels and with the trump of God. For the Lord omnipotent reigneth, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever, and he shall reign forever and ever, and he shall reign forever and ever, and so shall we ever be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Silence? The wait is almost over. Amen. Christians, do not be tone deaf by his love. This Christmas, God is breaking through the silence, and I encourage you, open up your ears, listen to his song, open up your hearts to his love, and may you too join the whole world in singing his song. Tonight we will light the final candle of Advent, and this is the Christ candle. The candle of pure white symbolizes the perfect, spotless lamb that was sacrificed to atone for our sins. And as we light this candle, may we always remember the light of the world and carry this light with us to shine before us, guiding others in this dark world to a relationship with God and an eternal home in heaven.